Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everyone. Excuse me. A little bit of Jade Green's items in my throat. I want to welcome everyone to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. I think this is a first, a rarity, that it's not raining in Portland, Oregon, which I know for the rest of the country right now, you would welcome, gladly welcome some rain. So just again, want to welcome everybody. Hope you're having as great and an exciting day as I am. Today we have a wonderful call lined up. And the best part about it, or what makes it wonderful, is because we get to hear from you guys, the regular folks that are calling in every Saturday morning. We don't have a specific guest lined up to share because we are all going to be talking about this wonderful new product that we've had for, about 2 months now from Nikin, called Bergisterol. And if you struggle with that pronunciation like I did the first couple weeks, you can just call it Bergie for short. That's what the people at the home office refer to it as. It's easier to pronounce and remember. And just as a quick review before we get into some of the stories, for those folks who have never ordered this or are kind of listening for the first time to kind of check this stuff out, Bergisterol is a drink, a liquid form that is derived from the bitter orange, as it's called, from the great country of Italy. And there's lots of other companies out there. You can walk into any general nutrition, a GNC or a Whole Foods market, and you can find the powder version of this product. But Nikin, as in the past, we have obtained and somehow secured, I don't know really how we do this, but we have secured to be the only liquid provider or liquid distributor of this product. And it has a bitter citrus taste to it. People say that if you like grapefruit, then you'll love this. And if you don't like grapefruit, well, you need to doctor it up. I've had multiple questions along the lines of, can we mix it with anything? You can mix it with whatever you want. I've even had people ask if they can mix it with alcohol. I said, well, that's what, you know, it cranks your bolts in the morning. Go for it. But I have heard, just as a simple suggestion, that pear juice, organic pear juice, is the a great compliment that makes it really, really taste good. But if you're like me and you just want to go for it, take it in its natural form. Some of the notes that I'm looking at now that Roger Drummer shared with us, Roger has papers. He's a diplomat of Chinese herbology and got into that because of his own symptoms that he was dealing with, mainly chronic fatigue syndrome. This is decades ago. But we talked about, when he was on the line with us, we talked about how heart disease is still the number one killer in America, and that 50% of the people that discover they have it, the results are death. They don't get a second chance. It's just they're done. And we talked about the different types of cholesterol, the LDL and the HDL. And what was fascinating about that discussion is that he mentioned that in the Mayo Clinic, where some of the clinical studies that were done using the liquid form of this product that we're dealing with, and I want to state this right up front, so we're not making any medical claims. So any results, any stories that are shared on this call are purely what we call a coincidence. We seem to have a lot of those coincidences take place when people get or start using the Nikin products, and the same way with this one. So I'm not a doctor. I studied to be a pastor, so I'm not going to make any medical claims, and nobody on this call today is going to say, well, if you start taking it, then you can, you know, go off your blood pressure medication or your cholesterol medication. We would never endorse that. That's not what we do. In the clinical trial done at the Mayo Clinic, they discovered that if you can raise your HDL, that's your good cholesterol, by 1%, then the flip side or the result of that will be you'll lower your heart attack chances by 3%. Well, in one of the trial studies that they did using the liquid form of this bitter orange, which is in the Bergisterol, so you make the connection there, they were able to raise the HDL by 56%. So does that mean that you can lower your chance of a heart attack by 168%? I don't know. And when Roger shared that, I was quite fascinated. What we have discovered, and I kind of have them in an order, some of these people that are going to jump on the call with me and share their story. But what we have discovered for both cholesterol and blood pressure issues, and I love the way that one of our guests is going to share this morning, it doesn't necessarily lower or raise them or, you know, allow you to obliterate all your medication. It puts the body more into the normal range. And Stephen shared that with me this week, and I thought that's a really good way of describing that. If your blood pressure or your cholesterol is not where you want it, and you want to normalize it, it's much like getting the body more alkaline. You know, we want to get to the normal range of pH. Carbonated drinks are not in the normal range when it comes to pH. But Nikin's PiMag water is. When you put it through the bottle, our new sport bottle, it comes out way alkaline. That'll help normalize the pH of the body. And that's exactly what the progesterol or the Bergy does when we consume it. And it's recommended right up front to, as you start on it, to take 2 ounces a day. It is a 32-ounce bottle, so two bottles will get you through the month. And then after that first month, when you're going into your second, 1 ounce a day for maintenance seems to do the trick. And that's what we've discovered from the people that are going to share. So here's how this works, folks, is if you've got a Bergy story, if you want to talk about your results with the progesterol, I've got 5 people lined up, and I'm going to put them in this order. Fleeta, then I'm going to go to Stephen, and then Rick, and then back to Bert, and then Ron Say. So if I've called your name, what I need you to do is hit *6 on your phone. And if I didn't call your name, please don't do it quite yet, because it does increase the amount of background noise that's with us. And so again, *6 on your phone will allow you to jump into the call live, and you can share your story. So Fleeta Taylor from San Antonio, Texas, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and I didn't answer that question when I heard the dogs bark, because both you and your sister are animal lovers, and so that would we would not know what to do with ourselves if we didn't have animals. When we have
it wasn't my dog.
Oh, it wasn't yours. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Well, Fleeta, you have, when we chatted the other day, I was shocked, and I really shouldn't be shocked. As a wellness consultant for 19 years now, I shouldn't be shocked at the results people have with these products, but blood pressure issues and heart issues, cardiovascular issues, have been something in your family for quite a while. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I'm looking at my notes that I scribbled in front of me. You had mentioned, tell me about your parents. Tell us about your parents again. Dad died when, what was the age again on the?
My dad died at the age of 42, and he had hardening of the arteries. So
okay.
he had a stroke.
Okay.
and passed away at the age of 42. My mother always had very, very high blood pressure, and she passed away at the age of 70. So it is been a concern of mine, because I have been on blood pressure medication now for 20 years. And, I've been on 30 milligrams, 20 in the morning and 10 in the evening. And when I first got involved in Nikin, right before that, I mean, I was in the emergency room 3 times in 1 year with extremely high blood pressure, and that was on medications. And so what I did is, when progesterol came out, I got on it and took my 2 ounces, one in the morning and one in the evening. And about 2 weeks, I told my husband, I said, I feel really tired. I wonder why I'm feeling tired. And so I do monitor my blood pressure, always have. So I just want to mention that. So I took my blood pressure that evening, and I couldn't believe it was extremely low. It was 105 over 66.
Okay.
And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to die.
And what, just again, because of my my naivety, if I could use that word, and I'm not even pronouncing it correctly, but a lot of folks out there who are not aware, if you're not in the medical industry or you don't have blood pressure or cholesterol issues, you wouldn't really know what's high, what's low.
Right.
So what was a high blood pressure for you prior, when you said you were in the ER three times in 1 year prior to getting on medication? What was
the highest
reading for you?
It was like, let's see, the normal blood pressure they have on the charts is 120 over 80.
Okay.
And mine would go up to like in the 160s, 170s over 108, 1011. I mean, it was extremely high.
Okay.
So when I had discovered that the blood pressure that I took was very low, I said, you know what, it might be something wrong with my cuff because I've had it for, you know, like a year and a half. And so I went to HEB and I bought me a new one. And I started tracking it, and it was still low. So what I did, and I'm not recommending people do this. This is just me.
So this children don't do this at home, is what you're saying.
Exactly. I eliminated my 20 milligrams in the morning. And
okay.
I got to tell you, I do take my blood pressure in the morning around lunchtime and then in the evening. So I've been tracking it. I have a journal. And my blood pressure was great. Just on the 10 milligrams. And so the 1st of July, I decided that I was going to try doing without my medication. And again, I'm not recommending this to other people.
Mm-hmm.
My blood pressure has been wonderful, and I've done this now. Today's the 23rd, 23 days, and I've only had to take the 10 milligrams three times in that 23 days. And that was due to some stressful issues with our granddaughter. But I am tracking it. I'm continuing to take my 2 ounces
mm-hmm.
a day. I know they said to cut back to one, but I take my 1 ounce in the morning and then the 1 ounce in the evening. And I feel great. My blood pressure ranges in the 120s, sometimes gets up to 130. And then the bottom number is amazing, because if you know anything about the bottom number is the one that you really have to watch, but it's usually in 82, 83.
Okay.
So I'm very excited.
What I think is so fascinating about you, Felita, is you said several things that I think we should take note of, but one of them, you said you've always monitored and you've even written down and journaled, kept track of your blood pressure because of your family heritage, and which is wise. I mean, if we know these things, it's just a smart thing to do. And what's beautiful about your experience is you're being able to take something that's 100% organic, not either over-the-counter blood pressure or cholesterol medication or a prescribed medication, which, again, I have to put out these disclaimers because people say, you're making medical claims again. No, I'm not. I'm not against Western medicine. None of us as wellness consultants are. There's a place and a time for it. However, we all know that something that is in a pill or a drug or, you know, whatever form that comes as a prescription, there are side effects because it's not organic. It's not found in nature. It's chemicals to alter our body's the way our body's reacting. So something like progesterol is a wonderful additive. Felita, I had this question texted to me either late last night or early this morning. I didn't look at the time. What do you think would take place if you stopped taking Bergy at this point?
There's a big possibility that my blood pressure would go back up again.
Is it worth the gamble for you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It just feels so good because when I started in Neekin, I had multiple health issues and was able to get those taken care of within about 6 to 8 months of being on the technologies and the nutrition. But I always still had that problem with that blood pressure. I mean, it was better, but it was still, you know, I needed the medication. And to be honest with you, to be off all medications, and I just turned 65 yesterday, it feels great.
Well, that, and I'm glad you threw that in there so I didn't have to ask you what your age was, because a lot of times people accuse me of different things, and I start asking females their age and their weights. They say, come on, Vance, you're getting a little personal, but... So 65, and we're gonna have some extremes here on the ages to kind of represent what this product does. Fleeta, and I'll finish with this so we can get on the rest of our guests here. For you and sharing it with others, do you just simply, you know, do you give people samples, or do you just share your story and say, this is what it did for me, you should check it out?
That's what I'm doing, is I'm just sharing what's happened with me, and of course we've got the information on it on our NECA site with, what NECA has said, so I tell them to read the information, and then what have they got to lose? Mm-hmm. And we have several people in our group, I couldn't get everybody on today, but has had experiences actually in the blood pressure. It's just awesome.
Well, and that's the thing. I think so often that do we have to give samples? Do we have to, you know, loan a pair of mag steps for people to get the results? No, why don't just take our word for it. What have you got to lose? I love that question, because what have you got to lose? You might be able to reduce your medication that you're on. You might be able to actually sleep through the night. You might be able to have energy during the day that's normalized, not ups and downs and peaks and... what have we got to lose? So thank you, Fleeta, for sharing that. I know we're going to get to Bert here in a bit. I want to bounce up to Cincinnati, Ohio area, to Stephen B. Stevens. I believe he's on the line. I'm hoping he's on the line, and if not, we'll go to our next one. Stephen, do we have you? And it doesn't sound like we do. So let's come back here to the metropolis of Corbett, Oregon. Rick, are you on the line?
I am.
Good morning. Rick is one of our newer wellness consultants, and I'm not going to tell his story, but just a little background behind. He is also with, along with me, we joined the Multnomah County Rural Fire Protection District Number 14, or as we call it, the Corbett Fire Department, as volunteers 4 years ago, and we've been serving alongside of each other and been enjoying the journey of wellness, if we could say. We bounce ideas off each other all the time. And Rick, tell, like Fleeta shared, a little bit about your family history and why you've been so proactive. You're not on any medication, but why did you choose to order the progesterol and start taking it?
Well, first of all, 40 years old just this year, so...
you got to say that a little louder, because I don't know if people heard that.
What's that? Oh, my age?
Yes.
40 this year. No, my mom's side of the family, my grandma, which is still living at 94, and my mom, and then they blessed me with a gift. Kind of a not extreme case like Fleeta had, but a little bit higher blood pressure and a little bit of a cholesterol issue. Both of them do well with it through exercise and stuff. And over the years, as I've had my blood pressure and cholesterol taken, it's been good every time, but I've noticed that, you know, it's up in the upper side of normal. So I've wanted to stay on top of that.
Now, you, when we were chatting about this the other day, it was about a year ago that you had your last, was it physical exam, or you had your cholesterol and blood pressure checked and all that stuff?
Yeah, it was about a year ago.
Okay. And what were the numbers then, just on the blood pressure?
My blood pressure, and that was resting and fasting overnight, it was about 129 over 85.
Okay. So that's not too...
No.
I mean, if, as Fleeta shared, the normal is 120 over 80, so that's not too bad at all.
Yeah.
So.
And I believe, I don't have the numbers right in front of me. I couldn't find them last night. But I believe my cholesterol overall number was 167, somewhere in there, and that was
okay.
About a year ago.
And something that you're not going to describe about yourself that I can, because I know what you look like. Rick is your typical hunk of a guy when it comes to what a firefighter should look like, as opposed to me at 5 foot, you know, six and, you know, 143 pounds soaking wet. You're just an average guy size-wise. And let's fast forward. Oh, what I wanted to note is you several times a week, 3 to 4 times a week, you're at the gym and you hike the trails on a regular basis where we live in the scenic gorge. And you took part in a stair climb this last year, 69 stories with 50 pounds of firefighter gear. And you did it in right at, what, 20 minutes, 1,311
yeah.
steps. So you're in good shape. You watch what you eat. I've never seen anything touch your lips. The 2 cups of coffee in the morning, but other than that, it's always been water. So physically, you're doing everything you possibly can. I'm just throwing that out there so people kind of have an idea. So you started taking the Bergie a couple weeks ago. Your
auto ship. When you first could get your hands on it.
Yeah, and
it's been
a few weeks, and what I want to set the stage here so people can understand the extreme. You shared that you're a year ago 129 over 85 was your BP, and almost 2 weeks ago, tomorrow will be 2 weeks ago, we had a structure fire, which we don't have them very often in our community. And for those of you who are not familiar how firefighters work is that even volunteer, which we are, you can only spend time in a structure before you have to tap out, before you either run out of air in your tank or you physically are just drained. And when you get to that point, use a little common sense and you tap out. So we go straight over to rehab, and I think you beat me to rehab by a little bit, but I'd already cheated and gone out and got some water and come back in. But so the intensity of spraying water, pulling ceilings, attacking a fire, which does cause the adrenaline to go up a little bit, so not in a rested position, not having fasted the night before when you got your stats from the doc a little over a year ago, and what were your numbers 2 weeks ago?
Well, I'm going to backtrack
before
that and tell you the story. About 9 months before, we had another structure fire, same kind of scenario. I was in working and pumping the engine and stuff and went into rehab where they check our blood pressure and our heart rate to make sure we're not overdoing it. At that particular time, I sat down and it was hot. We were working and blood pressure was 144 over, I don't know, 92 or something like that, which was still within the norm considering what we were doing.
Yeah, well, it's not every day that, you know, people are in the intensity of a structure fire. That does tend to escalate things a bit.
Yeah. So anyway, so I had that, and that wasn't awful. We're like, okay, we're okay. So move forward here 9 months to 2 weeks ago. Was then doing the same thing, only more intense, working really hard. Came out into rehab, sat down in the chair immediately, 129 over 85 was my blood pressure. And that was my heart rate was about 130 from working hard. And I instantly thought to myself, I went, wow, 9 months ago, that blood pressure was really up there. This time working just as hard or harder. It's down where I was when I went in a year ago resting. So I felt pretty comfortable with, you know, the lifestyle like Vance had mentioned, the exercise and stuff. And I think the Bergie's just another tool in the toolbox to use to keep that blood pressure and cholesterol down. Now, my cholesterol in May, which was before the Bergie, due to a few lifestyle changes, had dropped to 144, so I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen next year when I go in and get that taken.
Rick, you use the word toolbox, which I think is a really nice way to describe what, you know, what we have at our arsenal or at our disposal, that there's no real one secret to maintaining wellness. However, when you have issues, or when you've got it, and both you and Fleeta have the family history of it, why not? You know, it just makes sense. It's, you know, check it out. What have you got to lose? And for less than $1 a day, once you get into the maintenance realm, I mean, I never have asked you this before, Rick. Does your mom or any of the ladies on your mom's side take medication?
No, none of them do. They all just deal with it through diet and exercise. My mom's pretty close to a full vegetarian now and walks several miles a day. And hers is still on the upper side, but she keeps it within its normal range. And Grandma, I haven't, at 94, I figure she's doing pretty good. I haven't heard what hers is lately. So. But I know she's a coffee and has to have her eggs in the morning, so
okay.
She's managed to keep a handle on it all these years.
That's fantastic. Well, Rick, thank you for sharing.
Uh-huh.
I know, again, we're going from extremes, you know, here, but both having family history, both you and Fleeta, I shouldn't use the word extremes, but at 40 years old and dealing with it and being able to affect the numbers that dramatically, I mean, that's huge. And we're not making any medical claims. However, that's pretty significant to go in 9 months' time to as both scenarios in two different fires and to see that effect that way. So, wonderful. Well, hey, let's keep the ball rolling here. And Stephen, are you with us yet? Okay, I keep calling from Stephen. He's got a great one to share on one of his new gals who can't be on the line, but if not, we'll come back. But how about Bert? Bert, are you with us from San Antonio?
Yes, sir, I sure am. Right here in Spring Branch, Texas.
Oh, good morning. It's Spring Branch. Okay, I got to make a note of that so I don't accuse you of living or calling from someplace where you're not. Bert, you're part of Fleeta's organization, I believe, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so tell us about a little bit about your history and what's happened with you with the progesterone.
Well, I have a family history of adult diabetes. My father had it, but he lasted till 94 years old. We lost him a couple of years ago. And his brothers had it, and his father had it, but didn't quite know it because he was, back in the old days. But I inherited it about 15 years ago, and I've been battling my blood sugar, and I've been on progesterone since, about a month ago, because we started it on June the 25th, and today's the 23rd, so it's almost a month.
Okay.
We've gone through a bottle, and I'm on 2 ounces a day, and my blood sugar has come down 100 points.
And hold the phone there, Bert. Okay, you're the reason why I'm going to slow you down here a little bit because anybody dealing with diabetes, type 1, type 2, doesn't matter. Blood sugar, and we just talked about blood pressure. Now we're talking about blood sugar levels.
That's correct. Down
100 points, for those of us who don't know, what is normal for you and what is escalated?
Normal for me is going to be 180 down to 120.
Okay.
As far as my my blood sugar readings. And I'm a big guy. You know, my father was big. I'm 6'9" and 225 pounds. So we've always battled our blood sugars. And for this progesterone to kick in and really help, it's an odd thing because we've never had anything that really moved it like it does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not I'm not a medical claim or anything in that form or fashion, but I'm really enjoying the way it's going down. It's just steadily going down. So I go to the doctor at the 1st of August to get my readings again, and I'm really going to check this out because it's really working for me.
Well, I know, and Rick would echo this, as firefighters, as
first responders, when we get a call for a diabetic or someone who's having a seizure or somebody who's dizzy or faint, or for a variety of reasons, that's one of the first things that we do besides get their blood pressure and their heart rate and their pulse rate is we find out what their blood sugar levels are. And that you can learn a lot about a person really quickly when it's escalated or when it's off. So what I find so amazing about your experience, Bert, is that out of curiosity, were you expecting it to affect your blood sugar, or were you taking it just to be taking it because you thought, hey, well, what have I got to lose, or what was your intention?
My intention was to find something that's not a medical pill that I could get to lower my blood sugars, and we've been active with Fleta for the last 7 or 8 months, and when this product came out, and she started on it right away with her blood pressure, I thought, well, hey, you know what? This blood sugar is out of control. Let me see what I can do. And actually, I'm thrilled about what it has done to help me. And I've got another friend, a dear friend, that's battling the same problem. And he's got his on autoship, so he doesn't run out. And so we're both making a test here to see what it will do for both of us. And so far, it's been a real interesting progress, because my blood sugar going down is nothing better than, that's a good thing for me.
Yeah. Well, it's a fantastic thing, to say the least. And what I think is wonderful, Bert, is that we're going to see multitude. We've had this product now for a little less than 2 months, right at 2 months' time. And we're going to see as, and I'm going to slide right on over here, and I received an email last night, and I don't know if Colleen is on the line, but we'll double-check, and if she's not, I'm going to have her share it. But, Bert, thank you for sharing. I think, Stephen, are you on the line with us?
I'm here, Vince.
Oh, good morning. We finally connected. Well, you have been in a quick history for you. You have been in the world of nutrition and studying on your own. You're not a nutritionist or an expert on this, but your pursuit of, how do I say this and be somewhat politically correct? I don't think there is a way I could say it and be politically correct. Your pursuit of how the body works and what makes it work better, it goes back several decades, I know.
That's true. I'm a custodian of my own body, so I figure I just should pay attention, and I was probably the first person you ever sponsored, wasn't I?
Well, yeah, I would have to say, definitely. I know that I've learned a lot from you over the years. I've quoted you many times. I actually was with a gentleman yesterday, and I said the same thing that, on the subject of the pH and what I've gleaned from you. And you introduced the Bergie to a gal, Donna, who couldn't be on the line with us this morning, and what's happened for her?
Well, it's very interesting. Her blood pressure was 175 over 93, and just a few moments ago, before she went into a meeting that I have to go into in a couple of minutes, she told me that she was about 100 pounds overweight. Now she's about 80 pounds overweight. She's 57 years old, reasonably active. She likes to swim, but she just could not get her blood pressure down. She started taking this, as we direct on the label, an ounce a day, and dropped immediately to 135 over 88, I think within a day or so. And then in about 3 days, she was at 122 over 78. So she is overjoyed at that. The gentleman before talked about AutoShip, and of course we immediately put this onto AutoShip when it came out. The reason we do that is so we have a constant flow of it, and we get usually about 2 to 4 packs a month on different auto ships because we run an auto ship every week. The reason we do that is people sometimes have a taste objection to anything that's new, and I'm surprised that they don't have what I call the white warning slip objection, where they open up their medication and look at it. They always throw out that little white piece of paper that gives the warnings. For example, statin drugs are among the most dangerous, if you really talk to any nutritionist or a natural kind of a doctor. And blood pressure medicine always falls in the top five as far as dangerous goes. So as the reports keep coming in now on cholesterol and people start getting tested on that, I think it's going to be extremely profound, because here we're talking about something with no side effects, and the same with the cholesterol, or the same with the blood pressure. We're talking about something with no white warning slip in it. All you have to do is say, yeah, that tastes okay. It's about like grapefruit with pomegranate in it. It's not a big deal. And chances are it may lengthen your life. And that's really why I casually but pointedly stay alert on nutrition. And I know you're the same way.
Well,
153 pounds. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. What I find so fascinating about that, Stephen, is that there's no warning signs with anything that's with Nikin, and that's why the Healthy Child, Healthy Home has welcomed Nikin as a company, not only as a donor but as a partner, because
right.
Everything that Nikin produces, whether it's the water, the sleep products, go right on down the whole entire price list, the whole entire catalog. Everything that Nikin is producing is 100% organic. It's natural. There's no side effects other than good quality health that's going to be derived from anything. So we don't have to have a warning label. We don't have to have a second page in the magazine behind the ad, so to speak, with the font, you know, down to size 5 with the fine print that says, you know, you may experience this, this, and this, and this, and this. We don't have any of this. The only side effect we're going to gain is you may experience better health. And
that's
as
right.
We've heard already, Donna's results are quite remarkable in that literally overnight, I mean, her numbers are just plummeting.
Yes.
Which
we have not measured ours, but I never ran high anyhow. I do notice that I'm sleeping just a little bit more soundly. Of course, we're mattress padders anyhow. And my wife used to sometimes hear her heartbeat in her ear. She said, you know, I have not heard that at all since I've taken the Virgie. She just yesterday said, maybe we ought to put some new batteries into the cuff and try it again. So we will do that. But this is something where people could go without a cuff even to a local drugstore and
mm-hmm.
test their own blood pressure and make their own decisions. If they want to pay and go to the doctor, they can do that as well.
Yeah, I know, and Roger Drummer, who I've already referred to him, he had mentioned to you that before you start on the drink or shortly thereafter, most of the pharmacies, so CVS, Walgreens, they will do a free cholesterol check. And I don't know how you ask them to do that. I've never bothered. But just a little trivial bit of information. I sat next to a gentleman on a flight who works in that pharmacy, the pharmaceutical industry. And this is a few years ago, so I don't know how what the stats are today, but he had told me that every 18 hours, another Walgreens store opens somewhere in the world.
Wow.
So obviously there's a need for a product like Virgisterol, because if pharmacies, and I know Walgreens sells other things, they're a great place to get, you know, T-shirts, 3 for $10, if that's your thing. But bottom line is that the main intent is to get a pharmacy on every corner so that people can run and get their stuff. We have an answer to, you know, come out the other way. And I would echo Roger's suggestion to, if you don't know what your numbers are, go get them checked out. Go find
sure.
out what your blood pressure is. Go find out what your cholesterol is and see what happens for you. Because every person, just as uniquely as we have our own fingerprint, they're going to have different results. So, Stephen, thank you. I'm looking forward to hearing more from Donna in the future.
Good.
And I would
be glad to do that.
And I
had just one more point, Beth,
yes.
And that is I mentioned the danger of statin drugs and blood pressure medicine. My reference on that is a very, very high-level actuarial in the life insurance industry. And when they start looking for how long a person will live, they look to see what drugs they're taking. Now, I'm not talking about just standard life insurance, but I'm talking about people that go into multi-million-dollar policies, and that's how those two medications made it into the top five on the danger side.
Mm. Yeah, so this is not just something that you happen to create your own numbers or your own facts. This is
right, exactly.
Yeah, and I know... Stacy's dad, my father-in-law, same scenario. He can tell you exactly what type of policy, what somebody's going to have to pay
for either life insurance or health insurance based on their medication and their history and smoker, non-smoker, alcohol.
Yes.
All these different factors. And if your numbers are better, then it's going to affect your pocketbook. So
that's right.
Say, when people, you know, question the cost, well, how expensive is that drink? Well, you know, would you like to lower your numbers and save on some insurance?
That's right.
We're not selling that on the side, of course.
That's just part of it. Well, thanks, Vince.
Thank you. And, Stephen, thank you for the note about the auto ship. And that's something, as it serves as a great reminder that, folks, it's not a bad idea to always have some on hand. You may not want to give somebody a sample to freak them out, but at the same time, it may be a real shoo-in to say, hey, you mentioned this the other day, you know, or you know somebody or whatever. Why don't you take this bottle and let's go ahead and hook you up, and when yours arrives, you can repay my little inventory.
Well, either that or pour them a little shot glass full and say, try that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. We keep some shot glasses around just for that, not for hard stuff, just for pergy.
Now we know how you get through it in the day with Florence, your office manager there, when things
That's
get
right.
hectic. Well, thank you, Stephen. I'll let you get to your meeting.
Okay.
I've got one more person that I believe is on the line live, and Ron, I apologize for having you, if you're still pulled over on the side of the road, but Ron Say from Virginia, are you on the line?
I am.
Good morning. Good morning. So, Ron, real quick, share your history, and I know it's hard, but I'm watching the clock, and I want to try and tie this up because I've got two more stories that I want to read that were emailed to me. We don't have time to get to any more live, but Ron, what's been your results? And give us some parameters too, like some of the other guests have shared, that your numbers prior to using Bergy and then where you are today.
Okay, that's I have a story that starts with Roadstraw from June 1st, and I've been under doctor's care for several years on the manual checkup, as most people are, and my physician had me take hydrochlorothiazide because he said that my blood pressure at 130 to 135 was a little higher than you wanted to see it, and even with the hydrochlorothiazide, it stays around 130, 134, and I take my blood pressure on a weekly basis, a little portable unit that we have, and through the end of May, it has had stayed at that same range, 130 to 134, over 77 or 74, somewhere in that range. I started the Bergy Straw the first part of June when it became available on our ship, and I have been using it on a daily basis for the month of June. It was 2 ounces a day. In July, it's been 1 ounce a day. And in July, my blood pressure has been 109 over 68 on a regular basis each week. I am overweight, and so that complicates things, but it's been very enjoyable to see the blood pressure come down.
Those are some pretty impressive numbers there, Ron. 134 on the top number down to 109. That's a huge significant. And you mentioned you are overweight. That does complicate. I mean, lots of things in life complicate, you know, what our numbers are. I mean, we stress level, you know, you can get into a heated discussion with your spouse, and that's going to, you know, elevate your blood pressure. However, as Stephen said, being a custodial of our body, it's our responsibility to do that. Ron, I'm curious in the sense of had the opportunity to go back to your doctor? Is it pronounced hydrochloric? Thiazide is the medication you're on?
Hydrochlorothiazide.
Okay, hydrochlorothiazide, okay. And have you had the opportunity to go back and visit with your doctor to check your numbers again and see if you can lower that medication or yet?
My annual would be coming up in August, so I'll be doing that sometime in August.
Okay, all right. So we'll get a follow-up report from you as well then. Okay. Fantastic.
That'd be great.
I know, Ron, you're getting back on the road to commute from or make a trip to go see the grandkids, so I'll let you get back on the road, and I apologize for making you. Hopefully you didn't stay off the side of the road for too long.
My pleasure. Thank you for letting me have a chance to tell folks a little bit of that story.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, I've got two that I want to share myself, and if we have more people on the line that are just chomping at the bit. Well, actually, do we have with us Feline Bergman? Feline, are you on the line? If you are, could you hit star 6 on your phone? And I don't hear a pretty female voice saying, I'm here, Vance. Okay,
hey, Vance.
Yeah, good morning.
It's Nancy in Cleveland. I just have a really quick thing.
Go ahead, Nancy.
For people who don't like the taste of the Bergy, mix it with your Siaga.
Mix it with the Siaga, which is another great suggestion, another great recommendation. You know, this is just the way that Vance's brain thinks. You know, I know there's a lot of medications out there that people take for a variety of different reasons, and we tend to swallow them, you know, and they'll say right on the bottle with food or without food, you know, different times a day. I'd like to see people chew those and then tell me if they like the flavor of that. And I know that's crude, and I know some of you are going to send me, you know, nasty emails saying, how can you be so blunt? What have we got to lose? If, you know, if the flavor really does bother you, mix it with pear juice, mix it with grape juice, mix it with Siaga. Do whatever you have to do, but I don't see anybody out there complaining about what their doctor's saying they should take. I mean, Nancy, have you ever heard that? Someone complain about, oh, these drugs I'm taking taste terrible.
Well, besides the taste, what are they doing to the rest of your body?
Sorry. Thank you. I knew I wasn't the only one with a warped mindset.
I don't think it's warped at all. I think it's very accurate.
You know, I don't necessarily like the flavor of Brussels sprouts. You know, I'll eat them if they're served to me, but I know they're good for me. You know, we were at a restaurant last night, and they served spinach, and the guy called it Popeye as it sat down on the table in front of us, but it was cream spinach. So I knew that whatever they mixed with it definitely offset some of the value of it. But I am more to the fact that I can look out to our garden right now, and 30 feet away from me is organic spinach that I can walk out and eat. That's the way I'd prefer, but some people don't like that. So again, if you don't like the flavor of it, make it work for you, but just get on it, because the results, the byproduct, the side effect of what you're going to get with the progesterol is truly wonderful. Here, I got two quick ones that I'm going to share. We're going to wrap up the call. Feline Bergman sent me this late last night, a story. She simply said, I have had lung issues for 30 years due to a horse falling on me and crushing one lung. Since ingesting the Bergy, my coughing has abated to about half as much, and I recover much faster using the product. I can easily drink the whole bottle. I'm blessed and grateful to be using this wonderful product. So that's, again, like Bert's results with his blood sugar. You know, this product is geared for people who are dealing with cholesterol and blood pressure issues. However, you know, there's all kinds of other wonderful side effects or other benefits that people are going to get. So who would think that having a crushed lung and then taking a product like this would allow the body to function better? And I'm sure if we had Roger Drummer on the line or Dave Balzer, who these guys are experts in the field of how the body works, I'm sure they could explain to us why that's affecting that way. Another story that was emailed to me yesterday morning from Jerry Hickson in Melbourne Beach, Florida. Jerry is a wellness consultant, has been for years, but she said I'm looking at my notes really quick. 13 years. Since she's taking a blood pressure medication because she, as Stephen mentioned, being a custodian of our own bodies, she discovered what the benefits of Nikin products, and she just kind of slowly, eventually weaned herself off of that medication. We're not endorsing that. We're not saying that's what you need to do. However, we have to be responsible for our own bodies. Well, what Jerry discovered is every time that she gets off of what she would call a normal diet or a normal eating plan, and her and her husband Skipper avid cruisers like our family, she says, and when I do that for about a week, it really messes me up. And what happens is that she says, I start getting a little dizzy and my vision gets extremely blurry. And she said, I can't read emails, and it just affects, you know, that's the big thing that gets impacted by it. She said, I just gotten my first bottles of progesterone delivered to my door when we got home, so I drank an ounce with Pymag water, and within just a few hours, I noticed my vision was back to normal. I've continued drinking that much twice a day, and my blood pressure is staying at 120 over 80. Yay. She offers a helpful hint and says, the taste is a bit unusual. I found that putting an ounce in a glass and squirt in more alkaline water from the new Pymag Sport bottle, it cuts the acidic taste and pretty much tastes like grapefruit juice. So there's another suggestion right there. So, you know, I think the beauty of it, and I'll wrap up the call with this, is that we may never know what the results are going to be when we utilize a product like this. I think the beautiful thing is that we need to do is just get on it, encourage other people to get on it, check it out. What have they got to lose? That's the bottom line. And the question will come, well, how long do you need to stay on it? Well, I don't know. Can we correct and reverse some of the things that we're born with, the DNA that's in our body? Yeah, we can. We've had many, many people actually get their body into a normalized level of different numbers, and then they start to wean themselves off some of the nutritional products. Would I go out of the entire wellness home? Absolutely not. You couldn't pay me to give up my mag steps. You couldn't pay me to get off of my nature rest sleep system. These are things that are keeping our bodies, keeping our homes in that wellness category. So my encouragement, as Stephen and several others have said, get it on AutoShip. Have some fun with it and get the results that you're looking for and share your results with other people. And who knows, you may end up getting your products for free because Meekin will pay you to recommend and endorse them to other people. So that's it for today. Thanks, everyone who shared. I appreciate it greatly. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.